Well, we've been having a great time playing with our Nintendo Switch 2s, but there are a few improvements that we'd love to see Nintendo do, hopefully in like a patch or something. Because they're all fixable things, but there's just five little nitpicks that we have right now with the system.
Yeah, and the more you play, the more some of these things start to stand out. And I wouldn't say that any of these are like game breakers, or like, oh, the system's ruined because of something like this.
No, but no, not at all.
They are things that I do think Nintendo has some ability to address some of these things. It's not like, well, wait till Switch 3. It's like, no, I think they can
they can
do something to fix some of these in the, whenever the next big system update might be. So
yes.
I want to talk about those.
Exactly. We'll start with the first one, which is just the Wi-Fi performance. Seems to be much worse.
It does.
Than on the OG Switch.
It really does.
Yes.
And it's mystifyingly so. In our studio, we often cannot even get our Switch to connect to the Wi-Fi at all.
Correct.
And all of our other devices, a laptop, your phone, have full bars.
Right.
So I don't know what's going on. And you've said at home sometimes.
There is very hit or miss at home for me. I have never, ever had an issue with my original Switch connecting to my home Wi-Fi, which is very fast and very reliable. All my other devices are on the network and they seem to be completely fine. There were some nights where Mario Kart Online was simply unplayable for me because the Wi-Fi would just disconnect me. And I've tried everything. I've reset my router. I've reset my network. I've like checked the network to make sure that it's working on my other devices. I went back to my OG Switch and it was working. Mario Kart 8 worked.
That's the
thing. So I was very confused by this.
That's the thing. It's like places we know we have been playing the original Switch where it had full connection, perfectly fine, you know, utilization of that. Where on the Switch 2, it's either very downgraded or it won't even connect at all.
And I've never ever had this happen to me before on the original Switch. So I was just very confused by this.
Right. So obviously on one hand, this is a hardware issue because there's something in the Switch that has to do this, you know, receiving the signal. But there are some probably software things that Nintendo can do to make it
or just troubleshoot it
a little bit better in terms of connecting or holding a more stable connection. Because, this is something that's a pretty clear downgrade out of the box now, unfortunately.
Unfortunately. And for someone like me that likes to play primarily in handheld mode, it's like that's a bummer for me because I would have to dock my Switch to, you know, have a stable online connection, which I will do. That's fine. Like, I understand that. That might be a trade-off, but it'd be great if it was at least on par with the original Switch. So hopefully Nintendo can fix that.
Yeah. Next is something that we have brought up previously, and it's around the HDR setup process, where we both said, I guess somewhat controversially, that we've simply turned HDR off.
People are mad at us.
Because we are not audio-visual experts. We would love to get the most out of HDR, but we just don't feel like the tools that Nintendo is giving us enough of a guide to get there. And obviously this is something where the system and your TV need to work together. So it's very complicated because everybody's TV is different. Everybody's TV has different settings. There's different ways that they implement HDR. So I just don't feel capable of dialing this in to look correct, because I don't really know what correct is, and nobody's really telling me.
Yeah, that's the problem, is that I feel like I may be making it worse because I don't know what I'm doing. And unless I spend a lot of time getting sort of deeper into that setup process and learning about it. And we've made, you know, we've talked about this a little bit before, and we've made some other videos around this, and people in the comments have said, like, well, it's easy, just do this. But when they say it's easy, just do this, the thing that you're explaining to me that is the next like 10 steps, first of all, that's not easy. Second of all, that's very confusing. Like, I don't think that's easy for most people.
And also some of them, like I've seen them mention this like H-gig thing. It's like, I don't believe my TV, again, not an expert in this. I don't believe my TV has that setting. So it's like, again, what should I do? This is something where it's like, yes, there are some things that Nintendo could do within the system to walk you through that. They may also want to think about just putting like some videos out there of like, hey,
this is how you configure
it. Here's what this is. here's what you want to do. Here are some tips to get this looking as good as possible. Because, yeah, it does impact the way that their games look on your TV. You think they would want them to look as good as they can.
Yeah, and other people are also complaining that this is a thing that they've been struggling with as well. Right. So
I'm very happy if you have it figured out and it looks great on your TV. Unfortunately, we are not there yet.
No.
The two of us. Next.
We are not.
Something that's also not quite there yet is the battery on the Switch 2, which, again, for you as a primarily handheld player, has been an issue.
Yeah, this was something that truly, like, surprised me a little bit when I first got the system, just how quickly the battery was going down as I was playing these more, I mean, and then, of course, as you wrap your head around it, like, yes, of course, these games are much more graphically intense, so, of course, it utilizes more power, so all of that makes sense. But Nintendo has also put out, you know, stuff on their support page about this known battery issue. So there are some known issues that they themselves have sort of admitted to, and this one was around like the battery percentage showing up on your system incorrectly on their support site. They do have a series of steps that you can take to try to reset that so that the battery is displaying correctly. But even so, the fix is really kind of not giving you all the information you might want, because basically says, like, do these factory reset steps, which I did, and then continue to monitor. So it's not telling you definitively yes or no, you fixed it. It's just like, see if that works. And I don't know if mine is working, because it continues to be a pretty poor battery life playing in handheld mode.
It seems like it's a multi-layered issue where, yes, we have this issue of how is it displayed, and I don't even know. Like, is mine working correctly? I don't know.
I don't know either. What is correctly?
I haven't gone to this step of yours of doing the factory resets. I play mostly dock, so it's less of an issue for me. I do hope that they can address this in a future patch of like, okay, now your thing just displays correctly.
Yeah.
We've addressed that.
Step one.
But then there's just the issue of the battery life overall. And again, this kind of is what it is because it's taking a lot of power to play these more high-powered games. I just wonder if there's some optimization that can be done through a firmware to make it just a 5%, even that would be nice, 5% improvement.
So true. Like, it's been really interesting as I've been testing these games and how the battery is affected. Like, Mario Kart, obviously, is by far the most, like, battery-draining game.
Cyberpunk's another one we have heard.
Cyberpunk is a battery-draining game. Some of the other games that you think are less battery draining still kind of drain the battery to more than what I expected. You know, I was playing Deltarune for the last few weeks. And that game, I would say, is not very graphically intense.
No, it's not.
It isn't, right? Yeah. Would you agree with that? Yeah, okay. So even that game, you know, I would play for a couple hours and my battery would be at like 20%.
Wow.
So that seems to be an interesting sort of difference between Switch 1 and Switch 2. But again, it's like, yes, these graphically intense games, I understand that. Yes, Mario Kart, if you're playing Mario Kart for like 4 hours, or whatever, it's not going to last 4 hours, it's going to be like 2 hours. Your battery will be dead, basically. But if you're playing a graphically not super intense game, how come the battery is still being drained at a significantly higher rate? There must be stuff running the system, obviously, in the background that's making that happen.
Yeah.
So I wonder if those things can maybe get optimized.
Yeah, again, I think we're realistic that there's not going to be like a silver bullet, like, oh, now it goes for 10 hours, no problem.
No, of course not.
But I think it would just be good to know that Nintendo recognizes this as an area for improvement.
Yeah.
And is, you know, it'd just be nice to know if they could put some resources onto this to just think through this problem a little bit more to help us out.
I agree.
That's all we're asking.
I just travel around my house with a portable battery now. That's my life.
to get on Wi-Fi?
No.
Walk around until the Wi-Fi works?
I'm like tinfoil hat.
Lick your finger and hold it up to the Wi-Fi winds? Where is it coming from? I don't know.
I got like two sticks.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
sticks that I'm banging together.
Yeah. The next one, I think we're calling this confusing game management on the home screen, but interestingly, we each have our own issue with this that we want to talk about.
Yes. So for me, I have most of my Switch library digital, and what I would like to display for me to see on the display of my Switch 2 home screen is just all the games that I'm actively playing that's not been archived or deleted off the system. But it doesn't.
Things that are on the system that you can play with the push of a button.
Correct.
Yes.
I would like that to be the only games that I see.
Okay.
Currently, it's not allowing me to do that. It continues to keep these icons.
You have a game graveyard.
I have a game graveyard.
Yes.
And when I go to the game graveyard, it's like the icon is there, but the little like dotted line is around the game.
Right.
Like, please re-download,
right,
or please whatever. Like, that confuses me. I know some people don't like to have it there, but that confuses me. I would just like to see, what are my options of games that are available to me right now that I have on the system? So I just feel like it's not displaying the games the way I want it to, and I don't know how to fix it.
And we do know there is a way to get rid of that. Even after something is deleted, you have to go to the icon, you know, press the button to bring up that other menu, and then you can delete it. But I think you just want an all-in-one step where when you're deleting something, everything is gone.
You know how you can say, like, select all for your emails and then trash?
Yes.
I want that.
Like when I send you one, that's what you do.
Trash.
Right.
I don't understand why they don't, because, like, now what I have to do is go through my library of over 400 games.
It's a lot of games.
And go individually into those menus, check the box that says delete icon,
right,
and then come back out. So I don't have time to do that for 400
games. And we're not talking about the virtual game card screen either.
No.
That display, you want that to display everything.
Yes.
This is just your normal home screen.
Correct.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
Because I will scroll to the right of my normal home screen, and it's like a game that I haven't played
right
in like 6 years. Why do I want this game here? No, I do not want this
game. I'm a little
here
different. I actually like having those there. Because,
I know.
Because at some point I might re-download, which actually brings me to my gripe, which is when I want to re-download a game, the way you would do it on the Switch 1, and this is just kind of what's the habit that's wired into me, is I would go to the eShop, search for the game, and it would be like, oh, you already own this, re-download it.
Yeah.
When I do that now, and maybe I just need to change the way that it would be nice to have it available every which way.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you actually need to go to the virtual game card screen. And again, like, we have a lot of games, and if that, it could be like a couple seconds of scrolling to get there. It's like, well, I'm in the eShop. This is where I do a download. Just
let me search the virtual.
Just let me. You can sort it a number of different ways, but I just find it easier to just go into the eShop
and search for the game.
Especially now that the eShop actually loads quickly, just bop, search it in, there it is, download it. It's like, oh, no, sir, you need to go here and download this and scroll through, you know, 10 seconds of other games to get to the one that you want. Neither of these are both pretty specific to us, but again, we're probably not the only ones who feel this way.
Well, the bigger point is, like, let the player customize their home screen the way they want to and manage their library the way they want to. Because everybody, as we've seen the example of you and I, everybody is different in the way that they want to manage the games that they have. So they just need to make it easier for people to manage their library.
Right.
And that's really the big takeaway, is like they don't really have a lot of customization for the different ways people want to organize their games. And especially for people that have huge Switch 1 libraries that they moved over to a Switch 2, and they're like, you know, it's like now you're just growing. There's a huge mass of games. Like, it's really hard for me to organize that, and I just want them to let me do it my way so that I'm like, it works for me. But they don't let anyone do anything that they don't want to do, so no one is organized and everything sucks.
No. Our last thing on our list is more related to Switch 2 and Switch 1 games than it is to any specific hardware feature, but we have seen that generally speaking, most Switch 1 games run better on the Switch 2.
Yeah.
And Nintendo did do this list of, I don't know, a dozen to about 20 games that got the patch treatment that look even better, like things like Mario Odyssey, Pokemon Scarlet and Violet.
Yes.
Looks like an entirely different game.
Yeah.
And we just want Nintendo to continue with that for as many first-party games as they possibly can. Because these games now have a new lease on life. People are going back to those. People are enjoying those again. Seems like a good business move by Nintendo to make these games as viable as possible.
Yeah.
Kind of feel like Switch 2 games in and of themselves, do the little bit of extra work to give those an extra patch and, you know, make them run at the best resolution, the best frame rate that they can. This is all we're asking.
And be really, like, I want Nintendo to be very public about that too. Like, give us the lists of games that you've added improvements to. Tell us what improvements they are you've added. Because I think that is a really, again, one of those things that kind of came out of the Switch 2 launch is this whole wave of people being really interested in the performance of these Switch 1 games that were very shaky on the Switch 1, now getting this upgrade on Switch 2. And people are, like, really fascinated, us included, by this and giving us a reason to go back to a lot of these Switch 1 games that we've missed. So Nintendo should do their own marketing and be, like, very upfront about, like, and this week we're going to be, you know, focusing on these 20 games that we've up-res or done something, some patch so that it works better on Switch 2. And here are the improvements for these games. Like, just give it to us. Give us the information.
But at the same time, I think we're both very concerned that this might be another drip feed situation.
Yeah.
And again, the game that we both comes to mind for the both of us is Xenoblade Chronicles X, which runs great on the original Nintendo Switch.
Could look better,
but people did find out, oh, there's a 60 frames per second mode in the game. When we both heard that, we both stopped playing.
Exactly.
Because it's like, oh, this is coming soon for on the Switch 2. That sounds awesome. I would love to play this game now in 60 frames per second.
Right.
It's not there. It wasn't part of that first list of games. And now I'm just sitting here not playing Xenoblade Chronicles X when being tantalized by the knowledge that, oh, they'll do it someday, but it might be next week, it might be next year, it might be 3 years from now. Who knows?
And for Nintendo, it's like there could be someone that is not buying Xenoblade Chronicles X because they have heard that.
They're waiting too.
I bought a Switch 2. I held off on buying this game. It's kind of late stage Switch 1 game. I heard that maybe an improvement's coming. I'm going to wait to purchase this game until I know that. And there's probably a lot, you know, more than just Xenoblade in that category. There's like tons of games in that category where people are like, I'm just going to wait to buy.
Right.
So they should do themselves a solid and keep doing this as a way to, like, get some of these better sales for Switch 1 games.
Again, I don't need the full-blown Switch 2 edition that's got extra content for a lot of these games.
Just performance.
No, just do a little bit less work and get them running at the as good as they possibly can on a Switch 2. And again, there are a lot of great, like Bayonetta 3 is a great example of a game that with nothing just runs even better, but there's a whole other layer to that that can be unlocked if they just did a little bit more work.
Exactly,
so
a little bit.
I say step on the gas with those first-party games and get those patches for those done.
Yeah, and I'm not sure how hard that is for them to do, but it seems like it should be a priority to get to do it.
They love to tout their evergreen software library. Make it even more evergreen by making it play great on a Switch 2.
Exactly, exactly.
It just makes sense.
It does.
It just does.
So these are not huge things that, again, you know, it's not really making or breaking our fun experience that we're having on our Switch 2s, but it's just some little things that would make that experience a little bit better. Yeah. I think that these are things that it'd be great if Nintendo had it on their radar as upcoming, you know, firmware updates or patches that they can do. I'm sure they're looking at these things and the conversations around these things already. So maybe it's just a matter of time before we see some of these improvements.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, what are you feeling should be improved on your Switch 2? What experience have you had with the system? Is there like a one thing? Do not say themes. is there a one thing?
Folders.
Do not say folders. That you would like Nintendo to fix on the Switch 2? Let us know in the comments below. All right. We're going to wrap it up and see you guys later. Bye.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.